Shin Yud Ches. We did Siv Tes Vav. We're holding the Mishaburas and Siv Tes Vav. We're holding the Mishaburas of Katan, Tzadi Dalet. So let's just refresh our memories. So the Shulchan Aruch said that a person is able to take something which is fully cooked and it's dry to put it connected Hamadura. So you can't put it directly on the fire, or right next to the fire, because you need to distance yourself a little bit, because we're afraid that a person shouldn't come to be mechata on the eish. Okay, that's what he said in the beginning of Sivkat and Sadi Dalet. Let's just pick up. Let's pick up from the beginning of Sadi Dalet again. Neged Hamadura, Noket Neged Hamadura, Bloy Eitzel Hamadura. So Neged indicates that it's somewhat distanced, as opposed to immediately adjacent to where the fire is. The harvest indicates a circle. Harchik says, "Min Hamadura." You need to put it a little bit of a distance. And that's why we're not afraid he might, by mistake, come to stir the coals. Because you have this reminder by the fact that you have to put it at a distance, which would not be the normal place that you would put it. So that serves as a reminder why you're putting it at a distance, because you shouldn't forget and come to stir up the coals, which would be the Isser Daraisa of making a fire. Okay. Zakt Mishabura, Vereisi Ezechronim. I saw in some of the Echronim, Shekosvu, the Marisha Hoya Osi Madur Bifni Hatzma. We're talking about this is just like a fire, not in the place where you would normally cook. But if we're talking about it's inside of an oven, also lahachtin shom kedera, I feel imarch ksas min madura. Even if you would want to put the pot inside, even if you put it at distance from the fire. You can't do that. Kimet shumokim shal yatzaletus, but as long as the place is hot enough that the food would get to yatzaletus bo, it's a mokim bishul. Why? Blagarmi mashin mavur b'simreshin gimel. The also lahachtis kedera lekira kashena grufa. You can't put a pot inside of an oven on Shabbos. You can't even do chazara inside of an oven. Do I feel it made a mimido samach la'esh? Even though it's a large oven and the fire is in the back and you're putting it in the front and it's not right next to the fire, it doesn't help me. Once it's inside the oven, it's osur. Ach, imenu ma'amid es akdera al karkoy satanar ikim al ezekli ahemafsik oz yesh lahoko kanal basimination gimel sif gimel. If a person will not put it in the normal place a person normally cooks, and he puts so he by how does he do that? By putting down a pot and putting it on top of this other pot. So then there's what to make. Now, if you look at the Sharatzion, in Kufir Ches, he says this is a quote from the Shulchan Atzei Shittim. Achayodim afak veik, I feel like there mafsekis. Achayodim is not convinced that this should be mutter, even though you have, in other words, this last point that he's saying, that if you put it down on the floor of the oven, and you put a pot down, and you put it on top of the pot, that's going to be mutter. So Achayodim says he's not convinced that should be true, because once it's inside of the oven, which is a mokum bishul, which intrinsically is a place of bishul, the fact that you're putting it down, as it were, in a funny way, should not make a difference. And the halacha lemaisa, the Chazon Ish paskins lechumra, that what is inside of the oven, you don't have the heter of hefsek keder. Okay. So now the The Ramah added that this heter of something which is fully cooked, which is dry, it's even if it's cold. You feel any tzan kvar? The first year of Mechaber brought the Marbim is tzanin. Lachil hiter ela b'yavish. So the Ramah points out that the case where he's talking about something which has cooled, which is why it's only mutter if it's dry, because if it was still reseach, if it was still yatzaletus bo, even according to the mechaber, it'll be mutter even if it's a liquid. If it's reseach, hanush yatzaletus bo. So it's still the temperature of being reseach, which means it's still hot enough that it's yatzaletus bo. So even though it's fully cooked, it's a liquid, but it's still yatza lettuce bowl, so you're allowed to do the same thing as a dover yavesh, which is cooled. You're allowed to put it next to the fire. What are you doing? You're not doing bishul. It's ready. There's no bishul over here because it's still hot. So there's no problem with bishul. And so then what's the problem? Then the Ramah added that there's some which are makel, even if it's nistanin, it's mutter, even though it's a liquid, it's still mutter, because they hold yesh mekilim loymer, sari zayin. Polaga mechaber, so this yesh mekilim argues on what we just said, the Shulchan Aruch's opinion, the sirli dadavka kshu yavish, alba b'dabr lach, she nistanin yesh bishul achar bishul. The Shulchan Aruch holds that by a dabr lach, something which is a liquid, we say, once it's cooled off, it's going to be a problem of bishul. They do sirle the ain bishul acher bishul, but they fill any tzadon the gamrin. But this opinion, which is arguing, is saying I don't care that it's cooled off, even though it's a liquid. But ain bishul acher bishul. So you're allowed to put it as long as you're not putting it in a place which is governed by the rules of chazara, which that's a whole different issue. So as long as you're not doing that, it's mutter. Agabi yoesh dim noisin agabi yoesh mamish afshem ba'isim deraisel l'didu akapanim osim in arbonim nidashin yirkim avashol v'gam d'osil l'chatas b'gecholim. Putting it on the fire, even though you know there's no problem with bishul because it's fully cooked according to this opinion, and even though it's cold, it's mutter. So you don't have a problem on the deraisel level, but you have a problem on the rabbanon level because it looks like you're cooking, or because you're going to come and stir the coals. And that's the two rules of why you need tanai chazara, not to come to those problems. So Ramah says that we do a pshara. We say that if it's not fully cooled, then it's mutter to put it back, mutter to heat it. Okay, so what is that about? According to the opinion of the Mechaber, this would not be mutter, because once it cools below Yatzel Erezbo, even though it's still warm, that's not enough. Now, once it's only warm, heating it to the point of Yatzel Erezbo would be considered bishul, according to the Mechaber, because Yesh bishul achar bishul by liquids, which is the Basif Dalid. So we rely on the Yesh Mekilim, but only we have a chumrah. We don't rely on it if it's obvious that it's an act of heating it. So how is that? If it's fully cooled, if it's cooled to the point where people do not look at this as warm, they look at this as just room temperature. So then reheating it is also that looks like bishul. Whereas if it's still, even though halachically there's no difference, but if it's still, people perceive this as still being warm, it's still they look at this is a nice hot cooked food, even though it's less than yatza lettuce bo. That's so people don't perceive it as cooking. So then we're makel. All based on that we hold mikra din like the yesh mekilim, that by a liquid ain't bishul achar bishul once it's fully cooked.
Of it being somewhat hot is just often conventional, like the not relying on it.
We're relying on the opinion of Ein Bishul Acher Bishul,
which doesn't really differentiate between.
So mikra din, there's no difference how what temperature it is. But we're adding a chumrah, and we're saying that in a case where it's obvious that you're doing an act of reheating it, it's also. So how's that? If it's still warm from the original bishul, so it's not obvious that you're reheating it. So even though halachically it is, because it's below the temperature of the outside lettuce, but since in people's mind they perceive this as a warm dish still, so it's if the original cooking is still present, so they don't perceive this as a new act of bishul. Whereas in a case where it's cooled totally, people perceive that as a new act of bishul, so therefore we're machmir. But it's important that this heter is based on that the warmth is the warmth of the original bishul. Let's say it was fully cooked and it cooled totally. Then before Shabbos, I warmed it to less than Yatzel Lettuce, but it's warm. Uh-huh. Then I can't reheat it. I can't heat it on Shabbos because the original bishul is gone.
It has to have cooled from Yad Salat Esbo as opposed to been warmed less than Yad Salat Esbo.
Correct. Okay. Zot the Mechaber. Mutalitain infanda. Infanda was like a knish. But the filling of the knish was like they would use like a fat. And so the fat would congeal. And now when you put it connected ha'esh, the mokam shayatza lettuce book. You're going to put it near the fire in a place where it'll warm to Yatzel Lettuce. So right now it's a double yavesh. It looks like a salad and it's fully cooked. You're going to put it by the fire, and it's going to the fat is going to liquefy, and now it's going to be a liquid. So it's mutter. Albisha shuman shabon shenikrish chayzer benimoch. Even though the fat which is congealed is going to melt, it's going to become a liquid. Which, according to Mechaber, there's bishul acher bishul on a liquid. And since when you put it there, as a salad, it's mutter. V'kolshken zatodathrimah v'kolshken kedayr sheyesh baroitzim shenikrish. If you have a pot which has salads in it, there's also some gravy which has congealed. And then you have the liquid. You have the fatty part of it, and then you have the liquid. So the fat is congealing, but when it starts to warm, the fat will immediately mix with the liquid. So as much as I hold it, I'm not worried about the liquid issue. So the fact that you're melting the fat doesn't bother me. That's like a nerlet issue. Like you're taking this solid and making it into a liquid. As soon as it melts, it mixes with the other liquid. It's not obvious. So that's not a problem of Nerla. So the Rambam Yesh Machmirim that some are machmir even in that case that we consider that's considered a Nerla. V'nogu lahachmir, and the minhag is to be machmir miu b'makom tzarich yesh ismach asura rishona. But a case of need, you can rely on the first opinion. So you have over here potentially the issue of bishul, and you also potentially the issue of noila. You're taking the salad, making it into a liquid, which it would be a problem of a noila / molid. And we're going to see Mishabur will talk about that. Noila is a problem of you're creating the liquid, and that goes into maybe there's an issue of Marlid. Narlid is that it becomes like a, not that you're, the issue is not because you're making something, the problem is this is a new entity which wasn't here before, which might be usur to benefit from such a new, or eat such a thing. Okay.
The liquid in this case that the fat is melting into is already warm? Or that Ramah is not dealing with that.
The Ramah is just going to the opinion which holds that there's no in Bishul Achar Bishul. So I'm not worried about the liquid. The only issue is there a Narlid problem? So this opinion says, I'm not worried about the Narlid because immediately it as it liquefies, it absorbs into the rest of the liquid. So the Mishabura Sivkat and Chuv Infanda, who pastida and iskir become mekemis. The word infanda, the word pastida are interchangeable. Who pas kefula? It's like a dough which is folded over on itself, so it means it has a pocket inside. Hamamula b'chatikus shuman, and you put pieces of fat inside of it. Now you want to put this now by the ash to warm it up. So we're saying that that's okay. Why is it permitted? The kivan shehu yavesh, because right now it's a solid. Even though it's cooled, it's no problem bishul anymore. The Bechaber said a dabar yavesh, which is fully cooked, and bishul achar bishul. Even though the fat will melt, because when you put it there, you're putting there as a solid. Okay. The only taste which we had a chumah we had before the Shari Tshuva, which said if it immediately changes, that where there's a chumrah like the case of the sugar or the instant coffee, so that there's a chumrah to be machmer to consider it as if it's a liquid, and then you'd involve the problem of bishul achar bishul. But over here, when it doesn't happen immediately, it takes some time. So you're putting a davar yavish there. The fat later on that it melts, that's not a problem. So you're putting it by the fire. So now how are you doing this? Hanol gabi kli is a kli mafsig. Dimaked also kanal b'simanishon gimel sif gimel b'sif hey. You're solving the chazara problems that you're not putting it directly on the fire. You're putting it on top of another pot, etc. So I have my pot of cholent on top of the fire, and it's quite hot, and I want to put this thing on top, which will eventually it'll heat the yatsa lettuce bowl, but those doesn't bother me. Because right now it's a double yavesh and it's not a problem of bishul. Okay. So even though it's nimuach, it's okay. So Zatim Shabura Kupes, Volodamir Larisuk Shelagubarat, Hamavur the Kamam Simashin Khov Siv Test, also Mitam Nalit. Melting, chopping up, a person goes and he chops up snow or he takes, if there's ice, and he chops it up, and it melts. The liquid is which comes out is also because of nylon. Because over there, shemerlet hamayim, that you are, by chopping it up, that forces it to melt, and you're making water, which you can't do. So chanami areg mitchila hoya av v'kafui. It was thick and congealed. And now it becomes this liquid. So why is it mutter? So the answer is, I'm not melting it. I just put it by the fire and it melts in its own. And the truth is, by the case over there of the ice, we learned, you can put it into a cup of liquid, which you know that when you put it in the cup it's going to melt. The nature of the ice cube inside of the wine or the grape juice is that the ice will melt, and that's mutter. You're melting it, It's more drabish anymore. Kiman shemel, because it's not called you doing a b'daim. There's no issue of narlad of the liquid. Is not the problem. This is being marlad of you creating the liquid. So if you would melt it in your hands, or you chop it up, which forces it to that makes it melt, that's a problem. So, but over here, you're just putting it there, and in a mail, it's liquefying on its own. So Ramah said, if you hold it that opinion, so Kolshken Kadeiro, so in the case of the pot, the Zesher Hunimuach, Misarav Ashuman Imaroita Venonikr, as the fat dissolves, as the fat liquefies, it immediately mixes with the rest of the liquid. It's not distinct. So that's mamish the case over there of putting the ice cube into the cup of wine, putting the fat into the container of in the pot, it's going to melt immediately. So it's the shorit mutter.
Is that there of a nolad and snapped on pia daim? Is that a din and nolad, or is that a more general?
There's a chaz b'shan on what the iser of nolad is. There's some rishonim learn that the only iser is marlad. There's no iser of nolad. So as long as you're not being marlad b'yadayim, it's not called marlad.
Right, so is that a din and molad, or is that a din and all of Hilchos Shabbos?
No, it's a din and marlad. The iser d'rabbanan of marlad was only right. And they don't have an iser of noilad according to those rishonim. That's right. How they learn the Gemara.
Right, they're being molad b'yadayim. Right. Okay.
So now, let the Mishnah Berurah cook the shori. You, the case of the pot with the fat going into the gravy, you don't have a problem with noilet. You solve that. But in regards to bishul, the Ramah is saying it's a kal v'chomer. If it comes to bishul, it's not a kal v'chomer. The case of the Shulchan Aruch is much better than the case of the Ramah, because the case of the Shulchan Aruch, it's starting out as a solid. In case of the Ramah, there's liquid there, which is also according to the Shulchan Aruch. The gravy, which is there, is a liquid. There's a din of bishul according to the Shit of the Shulchan Aruch. So the kain ain't a mutter hacha rak im yamid akder b'makom shalini yatzeletesbo. So the whole thing you have to over here is you're putting it in a place where it will not reach yatzeletesbo, even though the fat will melt, but the food will not reach yatzeletesbo. So you don't have a problem with bishul. The only problem you have is this nolad issue. Well, we don't hold the nolad. We only hold the according to this opinion. V'yesh machmirim. So Sirlu, the Gambazaz Shaykh Isr Noilat. So they hold of Noilat. That's number one. And not only do they hold of Noilat, so the result is a problem. It's not that the making it, but the fact that you have it is a problem. It's a new entity which wasn't here at the beginning of Shabbos. So you cannot eat that new entity. And furthermore, so why aren't you worried about the case of the ice in the wine of the water is noilad? It's a problem even in the case of the pot. You're allowed to put the ice into the cup. Because over there, when it melts, you don't see anything at all of the water. Immediately, it gets absorbed into the rest of the liquid. But by fat, when it liquefies, it's not mamish mixed into the gravy. The nature of fat is saf lamala benikr, it floats on top. So it is distinct even after it melts. And therefore, that's a problem of noilad. So this over here is not because you're using a fire. Even if you put it in the sun, and the sun will warm it to the point that the fat will melt, So you have a gnarled problem. The fat was a new, the liquid fat is a new entity which wasn't here beforehand. You can't eat it. Ah, it's mixed. No, it's not really mixed because it floats on top. Okay, Meda, the fillo da yesh marmirim, applying this din of the back to the case of the Shulchan Aruch of the pastita of the Knish, eno osakim kishayesh harbe shuman ala pastita. This is only if there's a lot of fat there, and which will mean shekishayin nimuak yezov luchutz viyin minkrib if niatzma. That as the fat liquefies, there's so much, it's going to run off and be separate from the Kanish. In the case of the Kanish, if there's not a lot of fat there, or it's not going to melt so much, so whatever fat which is there is just going to absorb into the body of the Kanish. It's not going to flow out, run off. Elamat, you may not get any more, but circle the vat. I'm hishtach lechutz hashum and shalom, or if you remove the majority of the fat, what's the chama of pasir al kuliyam, so then it's mutter to warm up the kanish. Va'av shadayin nifshar v'zal b'bas v'shum and shibasachar, even though the fat is going to melt, and into the Kanish, and that this opinion holds of Noilod, that the fat which melts is a problem. The Ramuadu with Shari the Kuliyama, that small amount which will absorb is not Osir. Okay, V'kein Mutra L'chamim B'Shabbos Chatichas Basar Shomein. So that means that on Shabbos you're allowed to heat up a fatty piece of meat. Ava Bisham Exosir Zov, Kimon the Ramuadu Hanifshar L'chash B'Shari. Even though the chances are some of the fat will melt and flow away, even if it flows off, if it's insignificant, they did not say because of the oil. Kasach Radim, Kachal Mayim or Shar Mashkin Shanikrish, you have a container of water or of a different liquid which is frozen. Milamala, the top of it is frozen. It's not frozen solid, it's just frozen on top. You're allowed to put it in a place where it'll warm. It will never heat to yatzeletus. You're not cooking the liquid. It's no problem, bishul. But you're going to warm it, it's going to melt. The carrot, kashimas yin misarav tekev teichem mashkim shatata venonikr. Because immediately as the ice on top melts, it mixes with the rest of the liquid, so it's never distinct by itself. So that's not a problem with noilud. That's like the case of putting the ice into the cup. So the same thing over here. Okay. Now, if it's fully frozen, so then you don't have this hatter, because you just have a block of ice. As it melts, you get water. That water is nicker, distinct. So that according to the. Even though it's happening mimela, so according to the opinion, there's only a sort of merlid, it's mutter. According to the opinion, there's an sort of noilod, it's a problem. Okay, kufav lahachmer. So the minig is the minig is the yamachmer, unless there's a need. Mekomakam karam shahusa katan or mutter laniach pastido. So we mentioned multiple times that because of the intense cold, they were allowed to ask a goy to heat the fire and make a fire on Shabbos, and they would use the oven as a place to warm the house. So the goy would heat up the make a fire in the oven. So I want to put the pastita next to the oven that, which right now is cold, that when the guy comes and he heats up the oven, it will melt, the fat will melt and warm up the knish. So he says, even though the minhag is machmer, in the scenario where it's not baklal daima to the act, right now you're mamash doing nothing, so there's not an act of mailud baklal. So the only issue is there's a nailud alone. So the Magarama says it's mutter, but you should not do it b'fnei amor. It's now the question is, what's the logic behind why that's mutter? Because if the issue is doing something, so then the argument makes sense. You're not doing anything. But if the issue is the result, so what's nafka mina? You didn't do anything at all. Yeah, the guy did it, but who cares? But the issue is you can't use the zolt. So
can't use the what?
So one way to be master is even the shita of nailud. This is not the nailud of muksa. This is this new issue called nailud. That's something which was here, which wasn't here before. They ushered you from eating it, etc. It's not the regular issue of muksa, of nailud of muksa. So, even that opinion holds, if there's no action done on your part to create it, it's not awesome. So, based on that argument, Revolson writes, it says, so if you put ice cubes in a bowl, and the ice cubes melt, there's no problem at all drinking the water, because you didn't do any mice at all in that situation. Whereas over here, you put it in a place where it's going to warm, even though it's not called melech b'dam because it happens memela. But you put it b'dafk in a place where the nature of ice is that's going to melt without the person's ma'isa b'kla. You don't have to. You need to do a ma'isa to prevent it from melting by putting it back in the freezer. So once you took it out to use it, well, that's mutter 100%. So whatever melts afterwards is not a problem. Shir Shabbos Kilchot brings not like that. Rosh Hashanah held that since the Marlin said it's mutter makom atzarich, so since you don't need to drink that water, so you shouldn't use the water. So he said makom atzarich yesh tismach. The Sori Shurna. And how do I feel the chachilah mutter makom atzarich? You're allowed to do it, but yevid. Chogavni and lesser. I'm not sure what that means. What does that mean? See, the issue is to put it there. If you don't like the issue to put it in there, means that you're allowed to use the liquid. I don't know. Right. If you learn that the issue is dafka, if you do a ma'isa, so the Yeshach Mirim is chumra is not to do the ma'isa of putting it there. But Bidi Abed, once it happened, the Mishnah Berurah is saying it doesn't become aser. Okay. Yedzayin. Oselitin Sonin, Alamechem, Fil Lahavshir. You want to take something which is cold. Put it on top of the hot pot, which the mechem was they had hot water in it. I mean, in any case, and your goal is just lahavshir. You just want to warm it. You don't want to heat it. But kol she mechem cham kol kach, if the pot that you're putting on is so hot, shilo hoyim enicha sham harbe hoyim brother de bishul tanashi yatz letus. But if you leave it there for a long period of time, it would heat the yatzah lettuce well. Seemingly, it's not your plan. Your plan is to take it up before that, and you're not allowed to put it there. Shadin Meniach al Gabi Mechem, Kadin Meniach Kenegat Madura. So we said before also, if you put it by near the fire, you can't put it in a place where it will reach out to lettuce bow. Even though you plan to remove it beforehand, but we don't let you rely on that. But if it's not going to reach that temperature, so then it's a mutter. Kufches also in son the female shemasik ramah leil b'simin tezvov sif tezvov b'hagot yagam b'zeh imahoyah dabra mavusha b'lein yitzan legamri. So we're dealing with the liquid. So the mechaber has any liquid being a problem. It's only a liquid which was uncooked, or if it was cooked and fully cooled. If you leave it there hard, it's going to be a problem. We're afraid you might forget and leave it there. So putting it on top of the mechem, like kedinim and yet, let's learn it. The mevor leibus have yudal the feel of the huffing sinosa osur miyachal of the day bishul. So putting it on top of the pot is the same thing as putting it near the fire. If it can get to the temperature yatz lettuce bow, you can't put it there, even though it's not your goal at all. Your intent is to remove it beforehand, but we're afraid you're going to forget. But if it can't reach any of that temperature, mechem oimel agav yesh ayin leil besifches. So it's mutter. Now, but what about if it's mice that's sitting on the fire, and this is on top of that? So the mice, the fire is not that big, and the pot is very big, the bottom pot. So an item put on top will not reach out to let us bow, but you're putting it over the fire. But that's mutter because the pot beneath it has liquid in it. Says mutter, that's even though it's never been cooked, because it's not going to reach out to let us bow. There's no bishul involved over here at all. Okay. You know what? Let's hold it here.